Y'all know what time it is.
What happened to that boy? Remember that song?
Nah. What song is that?
Yeah, you do. Did he?
Ooh.
What happened to that boy? Or no, that was like Birdman.
I don't know that song.
Yeah, you do. He was popping shit with... Oh, damn it. He was... We put a clip into that boy. No, dude, that's not P. Diddy. Oh my God, yo, this is embarrassing.
You're tripping, bro. You're
embarrassing myself right now. I think that's Pusha T or someone, dude. It's Pharrell, Nori.
You just saying rappers' names?
No, dude,
Derek.
Oh my God. Okay, I have to look this up. Oh, sorry, guys.
Anyhow,
wait, I need that lighter.
You guys, we didn't engage in the marijuana at all during our trip to Africa. You know, we could have.
We had the chance.
The Malawi weed is supposed to be really good.
And we said no.
So we took 17 days off.
Yeah.
From marijuana. And, now we're back on the pot again.
Dude, how do you feel being off pot for 17 days? What are your thoughts on it?
I felt great, but it's kind of like being on weed, but without it.
What does that mean?
I mean that life
what
is,
are you trying to tell
life
the
is
audience?
Basically the same.
Oh yeah.
But sometimes, like, I was feeling a little bit just like a brain foggy. I think I'm still dealing with the jet lag yesterday. Yeah. So I was like, man, I don't feel like doing anything, but I have some like kind of busy work that I had to do.
Yeah.
So then I went and smoked some weed and I had a bunch of energy to do it. So
really?
Yeah. So for me, weed is also a stimulant sometimes, and it's just an enhancer of what life already is.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think, not smoking for 17 days. I love having these points where we don't smoke, because everyone thinks that we're just high all the time. And they're, we definitely like to smoke a lot of weed. But I think it's good to go a bunch of days without smoking any of it and just seeing the thoughts that come through your head, like writing down. Like, dude, we had some amazing just car rides through Africa when you're not high and you can have a bunch of downloads and then come back home, smoke a good amount of weed, and then you I like to be on and off of it.
Yeah. And it's just cool to have the experience of not doing it for a while and realizing that like life is pretty similar. Because you don't want to feel like that you need something ever.
No. But then when you do come home and do it, like I did it, and I just went for a walk in Venice Beach. No, I went skateboarding in Venice Beach, and I was just like, I love this place. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. It makes you really like, it makes you appreciate it. When you don't smoke it for a few weeks, and then you smoke, you're like, this is fantastic.
Everything's great. Speaking of, I gotta fix something that I said in the last podcast.
What did you
say? I said Nando's is from the UK, the chicken place.
Yeah.
It's from South Africa, apparently. So, my bad. Honestly, like, from time to time, I think, I'll speak for myself, I say things that probably aren't true on the podcast. Not because I want to say things that aren't true, but just that I get new information, or sometimes I get too excited about something and I just go out on a limb and that limb breaks.
Hey man, I just tried to say a rap song and I said like 10 of the wrong rappers' rap names at the beginning of this podcast. So like, you're totally fine. I've done it too.
Thanks.
No. Yeah.
But you know, guys, for the big things, we get it right. When we talk to you about how to maintain good health and we say things like, get lots of sleep, drink lots of water, eat real food, move your body.
Yeah.
Surround yourself with positive
smoke
people.
Smoke weed. dude, people keep commenting on my videos and saying that smoking weed is incredibly dangerous.
Really?
Yeah, people are so disappointed. I put up this video on my personal...
On your YouTube channel
of like... I made it on 420. It was like us drinking coffee, smoking weed, and then skateboarding. Like a typical West Coast Saturday morning. You know what I mean? And two people, they're both from India, commented and were like, sir, I did not know that you smoke. And I felt bad because one dude was like, my dad's 57 and he died of smoking. Please don't do that. And I was like, the marijuana, it's different.
It's different.
It's well,
they just don't know.
It truly is, but I'm not going to get into that conversation. You know.
I mean,
but I appreciate the concern, you know?
Yeah. You can go back and watch our episode that's basically all about marijuana and health effects. It was about 2 episodes ago.
Yeah.
Or 3?
I think 3, dude. No, 4 at this point.
That would be episode like 10 or 11. It says marijuana in the title. So go check it out.
Mm-hmm.
But we have other things to talk about in this podcast today. We have new, interesting exhilarating developments here in the U.S. Psychedelic mushrooms have recently been legalized in Denver, Colorado. Good for you, Denver.
Yeah, amazing, dude. I'm so pumped at that. So we do mushrooms, and so there's a few questions I have about the whole mushroom thing. First of all, they're pretty crazy, you know? So it's a pretty controversial drug to make legal, to be honest. Because yeah. Weed, you know, you can drive a car. You can smoke weed and have you can go for a drive. You can do most things when you're
high. If you have a very high tolerance built up already. Exactly.
That's true. But when
you shouldn't drive if you don't smoke regularly, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yes. Yep. Sorry, kids. But mushrooms, you know, you can see some crazy shit. Like, you can basically... Your what you think is the real world that you're walking on is actually distorted. So that makes like your sensory and like your motor skills are actually...
You shouldn't drive.
No.
Shouldn't drive.
You shouldn't really talk to anyone.
You shouldn't use heavy machinery.
No.
You shouldn't use a forklift, that's for sure.
Don't go near cliffs if you're like in a national park.
Yeah, you should just, you know, not move that much.
Yeah.
Because honestly, if you're moving a lot too, you don't have the full experience. Like Dan and I, we were in Hawaii, we were hiking a volcano, we were just taking a bunch of mushrooms, but like we didn't even feel it that much because remember we were just like, we were sweating, we were moving so hard.
I know. Like, I mean, it still was an amazing experience, but we should have stopped and let it.
It came a little bit once we like chilled in the middle of the crater.
That's true.
You guys should check out that video. It's on YouTube. It's titled Jumping Rope in a Volcano.
Yeah. But basically, I think mushrooms are great. I was like not speaking as much earlier because I was trying to think of what I wanted to say about mushrooms because it is actually pretty crazy to me that a city legalized them because we just went straight from marijuana to like, you know, they're like because of things like podcasts and technology, we've become okay with a lot of these things really fast because the information has
spread. I feel like it was legalized just because Joe Rogan put it on his Instagram and everyone's like, well... That guy's, you know, he's pretty influential.
Well, also, I mean, let's...
That's nonsense. That's not true.
But you and I are always trying to... Yeah, it's true. You and I are always trying to break down barriers to live the ultimate human experience and kind of shed what you've been told to do, or at least objectively look at it instead of just doing things because you've been told your whole life, right? Yeah. So mushrooms is something I am excited to talk to people about because... I mean, dude, they definitely changed my life. Like, when you... I was telling Eric this. Like, when you do... He was like, what do, like, psychedelics do? And I was like, well, they basically help you, for me, understand that, like, there's a whole lot more going on and a whole lot more that is alive around you that we, at the human level of consciousness, can't really see. And it just makes our life so much more insignificant and important at the same time. Like, so important that we shouldn't waste it being petty and destroying things, but at the same time, like...
Yeah, protect our national forests.
It's true.
God damn it.
It's true. We should all just be walking around hunting and gathering, and I know that's, like, that's some hippie shit to say, but it's true. Like, when you take psychedelics, you really understand. You're like, oh, shit, there's a lot more going on here. Mm-hmm. That's what happens.
Yeah, you get introduced to a new dimension.
You really do.
In a way.
You really do.
You're kind of, like, between two, and you're like, oh... Shit, there's all this going on as well? Oh, yeah. Man, what else is going on in the universe that I have no idea about because I don't have, you know, it's outside of my five senses.
Yeah, I mean, let's also just talk about the fact that it's cool if you're tripping on mushrooms and, like, you and I took them in Austin, Texas, and we went out and sat. And, like, I mean, it's fun. It's also, let's not beat around the bush. Like, and this, to be honest with you, is where I get a little bit, like, when people start selling me too hard on the health side effects, I'm like, just shut up, okay? Like, you know that you just like to do this because it has helped you in some way. People go so hard on, like...
It's more of the cordyceps, though, isn't it? Do you think people are saying that you become healthier by doing mushrooms?
Well, I saw an interview on YouTube with this guy that was, like, just kind of approaching it from a... Like, no one was saying that it doesn't, but he was approaching it from this reporter from, like, a defensive angle of, like, well... You know, they're legal because of all these health benefits. And it's like, I mean, they helped me get over things like anxiety.
And maybe depression. Mental health.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Mental health, for sure. Yeah,
because it helps you realize that we're all, like, no one's more important than another person. You know, you realize you're like, oh, we're just a bunch of monkeys. Like, I'm not going to be afraid of that person or like treat someone less than. Like, we're all the same. Yeah.
And even if you try to fight it and you have a bad trip, then maybe you're just more grateful for your regular consciousness.
That's true.
You know, like, I think that either way, you come out with you bring something back into regular life that's positive.
Yeah. And plus, I just wish that more people were okay with getting weird. That's my biggest thing, man. When I talk to someone who takes the world too seriously, like, even, like, people, certain people at their jobs and, like, I'm just like, I wish you would just take some mushrooms and see that all this is like not very important. But once you start going down the rabbit hole, though, it's tough, you know, like because if someone's really against doing them, it's hard to like talk about them to get them to do it.
Yeah. You can't really get anyone to do much of anything. You know, everyone wants something to feel like it's their idea. That's why when you're in a relationship, it's impossible to try to change the person you're with, because
it's true.
Everybody's going to do whatever the fuck they want to do.
It's very true.
That's very true. Someone's got to justify something in their mind. If they're going to do mushrooms and before they said it was a bad thing, they have to be like, well, you know, it's legalized now, so maybe now is the time.
I know. Yeah, I wonder, like, what age groups do you think is all these drug legalizations and information, who it's affecting? Like, for example, people in their 40s, like, they were on that path to, like, you know, live in, like, grew up in the 90s or were, like, teens in the 90s and, like, started families, got married. And then all of a sudden, all this crazy, like, stuff started happening and getting legalized. Do you think there's couples who are like, hey, honey, like, the kids are out of town this weekend. Like, you're trying to go.
Yeah.
You're trying to go do some shrooms.
Let's go set up the tent in the backyard, sleep outside, exactly. And do some mushrooms.
Probably.
Why not? I mean, your mind is such a more just interesting and entertaining joyride than like going to Six Flags and getting on a ride. You get on a ride at Six Flags, you know that eventually it's going to end pretty quick, and you probably know maybe it's going to do a round. No, you get on a ride of your own mind, you don't know where the fuck that thing is going.
Brandon, that is actually a really good analogy.
Yeah.
Because when you take something like a psychedelic, like, dude, think of that day that we took LSD in Colombia, and we were just walking around the jungle. That was like a whole day of amusement park rides, basically. Like, getting to interact with nature like that. And I mean, Brandon and I like went to this one park, and basically, this, you guys are gonna think we're nuts, but like, this is what happens when you take psychedelic drugs that bend your mind. We were like touching a tree, and the moss like came off the tree and wrapped around our arm, and you could literally see the plants breathing. It was kind of an intense experience.
And you get to realize that plants are breathing. That's what they do.
They are.
And because they breathe, we get to breathe.
I know. It's pretty dope.
It's all real symbiotic, this whole relationship with us and nature.
I still don't think I know what that word means, but
it means that it's co-productive. Like, they need us.
Codependent. Gotcha.
They need us, we need them.
Nice.
It's all, I mean, actually, we need them a lot more than they need us. But, like, they need other life, you know?
Yeah.
They need other organisms to be breathing.
It's true.
They need that CO2.
They do.
But, yeah, dude, I'm a really big fan of trees and also aerial shots of, like, evergreen trees, like, close together.
Yeah.
God, that feels so satisfying for me.
Ah, shit. We need to get the drone back out and start making some stuff. Get that baby fixed. Go to the evergreens and make some videos.
Oh, yeah.
And do some shrooms.
Just cruising over the top there.
So, yeah, I'm down with shrooms getting legalized. As long as people... Now, we say all this with the understanding of, like, as long as you're not being an idiot. Like, let's be real, guys. One thing that I always think about when I haven't been smoking a lot of weed is, like, you need your life. You need a good amount of it if you want to be successful and play the game. You have to spend a good amount of it sober enough to understand how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just be high all the time and taking shrooms and, like, go, like, taking ayahuasca and going into these crazy states. Like,
at some point, even doing pot, you know?
Yeah.
If you don't have your shit figured out,
you need to shut the fuck up and do the work.
You need to do the work. And that may mean no fun drugs for you.
That's true. Can I have that? Yeah.
You got to get it done. You got to do the thing. in all aspects of life at the end of the day.
It's true, man. So as much as Brandon and I like to explore the inner workings of our minds with different substances, we still get shit done. And we still spend most of the time, you know, attacking our goals. And I think, yeah, like you said, if you're not there yet, it's not good to mirror like rappers who just are smoking in every single one of their Instagram posts. And they're like, yeah, I got a bunch of money.
Because they're fucking balling already. That's why they get to do it, you know?
I know. But even still, man, most rappers aren't getting that well paid. You know what I mean? Dude, if you get $1 million and you spend 900,000 of it in a year, you're fucked.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Like, a lot of those guys...
I wonder what their finances are going to look like in, like, 5 or 6 years.
You want to hear something crazy?
What?
I was just looking up NBA teams that were worth the most, and somehow I stumbled upon
the
fact
Knicks are.
That... Yeah.
Yeah.
I stumbled upon the fact that Vin Baker, small forward for the Bucks, is a manager at a Starbucks. Because he, like, blew all of his money.
What?
Yeah. And it was just,
he can't be a basketball coach or something?
Like, his new life as a pastor and all this shit. And I was just like, damn, dude. That's such a crazy life transition. Like, I would never want...
Dude, Vin Baker is an all-star.
I know. But, dude, he was an alcoholic. And he spent all his money on booze. You know?
Like Johnny Depp?
Yeah.
Spending... What was it? Like, $150 million or something?
No. It was his wine. He said like his monthly wine tab was like $100,000+ a month for wine.
Yeah, don't quote us on that number exactly.
You're right, probably dude. We do.
There, maybe it was 30,000. I started with 150 million. That was a real high.
Oh my god! Anyone trying to get real facts, do not listen to this podcast, except if it's about jumping rope.
Yeah. So we're just trying to open your mind, guys.
And losing weight.
Yeah, lose that weight.
That
so
is true.
I have some topics that I wanted to talk about. Just like...
Hit me.
Questions I have, and I want other people to consider.
Consider.
And one of those is, why do people have dogs as pets, but then they murder pigs and other animals? Like, why are dogs so good? Not that I have a dog. I love Coco. But why are dogs so good?
You know what I think it is? I think animals that are cute get privileges. Because you posed this question to me in Africa, and I've been stewing on it. And that's what I think. Because, like, dude, you look at a dog, like, it's like punching an old man in the face with glasses. You would never you wouldn't do that.
It's true.
Like, could you look at Coco and be like, I'm going to slaughter you? A pig, it's like...
It's just a filthy swine, right?
You're kind of gross anyway. You're rolling around in your own mud. I'm going to cut you. But like a dog. It's...
I know, but pigs are really smart.
I know.
Really Look, smart man, animals.
I'm not saying it's fair.
Yeah, I mean, I'm eating pigs, so I'm not up on a high horse. I consider these things, like the different animals that we pick and choose, and we're like, we're going to protect those. We're going to kill all of those. We're going to, like, you know, basically make a factory out of those.
Yeah.
I just think that anyone who... I think, like, if you're a vegan, then, like, great. Like, I really do think that maybe in the future, we're going to get to a point where maybe people aren't vegans, but we're making animal meat with, like, machines instead of using actual animals.
Gotcha.
We're going to be like, oh, man, you guys were savages, just, like, taking all those live animals with consciousness and just slaughtering them and, like, giving this terrible experience of life. That ends really quickly.
That's actually true, man. I've never thought about it in the way that you just described it. We're basically taking things that have a consciousness and putting them in anxiety-ridden situations until they're slaughtered.
Yeah, I mean, they're not like...
That's fucked up.
They're not robots.
No,
they understand.
No,
I just haven't...
Bro, I grew up in Lancaster County. Like, there's just like... I mean, dude, there's just hundreds of farms that have cows that just... They suck on their nipples and make milk come out.
Uh-huh.
Fuck. Yeah. Man, that really just messed me up there.
You're just getting molested. Imagine someone just like, you know, pulling on your dick every day, you know, milking your dick.
It is. Fuck.
I guess.
Oh, man, I'm feeling super conflicted right now. Because I eat all that stuff.
Yeah. I think that, I don't know. It's like, where do you draw the line, though?
But isn't this...
It's just so expensive to get, like, grass-fed meat, or like it's like, or like you know, farm raised chickens. It's like what, $11 a pound for chicken? I mean, come on.
Yeah. Look, man.
That's a lot of money.
All I know is like I'm not. Here's the thing. If this is going to happen, which it will, and I'm clearly not like doing something about it, I'm still eating that way, then I just feel like you should never be. This is why people shouldn't be like, when a vegan says like something about like, oh, you shouldn't eat this, and I'm like, but you do all this other fucked up shit in your life that ruins the world.
Yeah.
It's like, if you're going to throw darts, like, you have to be careful of what, you have to be very self-aware.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's the big issue. That's why I'm not so quick to be like, I mean, dude, that's the same reason I'm not like, this diet works or that diet doesn't work. It's like, it's very difficult to make claims mm-hmm. that aren't fully supported.
Okay, like, I don't feel guilty about eating meat at all, because I've just compartmentalized that in my brain. I'm just like, yeah, like, I'm logically aware of it, but I don't care. I'm ignoring it, and I'm just eating meat, and I try to eat, you know, more ethically raised meat, and if I can go hunting, I would love to do that as well.
It's a tough thing to admit, Brandon.
I'm going
to
keep eating meat.
Because you're right. And, like, a lot of people might comment and, like, be, like, really hateful that we said that. But that's the truth. And most people, honestly, most people should admit that.
Yeah.
That's just the truth.
But you know what? Like, I have some good friends that are vegans. Like, Eric is basically a vegan.
Oh, yeah.
Except in Africa. And then, like, my other buddy, Gabe, who has been a longtime friend of mine, like, he's a vegan. And I think it's, I got some vegans I love.
Mm-hmm.
But then also there's all these vegans on the internet who are just trying to tell you what to do with your life. It's just like, mind your own goddamn business. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, leave me alone. Like, don't you have better things to do? Just like, live your own life.
It's like it's like the Christian like missions that we saw in Africa. It's like, that's dope that you believe that. But let these people have their own thoughts.
Yeah.
Like, let them think about it and see if they come up with an maybe they don't believe in God, but don't make them do that.
Don't make them do that. I think that, like, people need to discover things on their own. And, like, you can make content talking about how you think being vegan is great, and that's cool. It's just, like, don't go on to other people's stuff who aren't vegan and start, like, criticizing them. Like, no one has ever stopped being a vegan because someone commented on social media saying, oh, you're a bad person.
Maybe they have. We live in a crazy world now. But I know what you mean.
Yeah. I wouldn't. Dude, so you know why I'm so heated on this?
Why?
Because I posted that photo of me eating the mouse, and this guy commented, and he said, I was like talking about like mindfulness, basically being able to like feel fear and not react and just like, okay, is this actually bad for me?
Yeah.
Or is this actually going to like kill me or hurt me?
Yeah.
No, okay. It's just your brain. So my point was like, just eat the rat. And this guy was like, well, part of mindfulness is also to expand compassion to all species. And he puts that stupid little emoticon, you know, the little plant emoticon.
Oh, God, yeah.
Just like, it's like a signature. It's like vegan, just so you know. I'm like, I know, it says it in your fucking username.
Just so you know, I'm at a different consciousness level than you are. I don't want to say that I'm more enlightened, but I'm a little bit more enlightened.
Like, after someone goes and like leaves a comment like that, do you think they like, you know, close your phone, like set it down on the table and just sit there and kind of smirk themselves like, wow, I really helped the world today.
Dude, there's so much stuff like I'm hesitant to say sometimes, but like, I love how, dude, some people just suck. Some people just jump on fads. There's always like, when a new thing comes out, there's always people that join into it. Like when CrossFit got big, everyone had a friend that was like, ah, shit, like Jill just got onto CrossFit. She's so fucking annoying. Like every time something new comes out,
stop posting your Facebook status your water of the day.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's what I mean though. Yeah. There's always people who are driven to connection, kind of also like sociopaths, I feel like, are these people who like get locked into something. Like, dude, people in this fucking keto diet, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like keto, like if you're not doing it, like you don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's just like, it's such ridiculous community, but there's always people that gravitate towards being polarized. Yeah. You know,
they should just do what you want to do. If you want to broadcast it, you can do it.
Smoke
just
weed,
don't really. Just don't start bothering people who didn't ask for your advice.
You know what, I think more people need to take mushrooms so they're not so uptight, and then they're like, holy shit, we're just a bunch of little aliens running around on this crazy earth. I know we might sound a little nuts to people who haven't done psychedelic drugs, but in all honesty, I really would recommend doing them. Because I can't really describe for you the experience that you'll have, because parts of your brain get to communicate that don't always get to communicate.
Here's my question.
Yeah, hit me.
Can kids' parents sue us if they go do psychedelics and like jump off a roof or something?
I mean,
what responsibility do we have to the audience?
I don't know, but they better not fucking do that. Like, what? We can't say anything?
Come on. I don't know. Don't do anything dumb.
Yeah, don't do anything dumb just for the sake
of being dumb is.
I feel like we should have like a lawyer because, dude, people can sue us now.
That's why we got all the insurance, though.
That's true.
But don't sue us because we have insurance. Just so you guys know.
No, I'm just kidding.
Jump rope dudes are insured.
Well, yeah, any
responsible adults.
Any smart like business owner should definitely have insurance on stuff. Mm-hmm. But I think that more people should just take a day, do some mushrooms,
go to a park,
think about your life. Mushrooms. Also, think about like just stop moving so fast. Everyone moves so fast in westernized culture. We're so fast. Take some shrooms, slow down. Think about what you've done for the past 10 years, because I guarantee you right now it's a blur in your head. Think about it.
Hmm.
Think about where it's led you. Go in
a little time machine.
Bro, that's what I do.
Time machine your brain.
Like today, I'm taking I haven't done edibles in a while. I'm taking a bunch of edibles. And I'm going to go into that dark part of my brain and just have some downloads. Because, I don't know, man. I feel like years 20 to 30 have been moving fast.
Hmm. No doubt.
We've lived a lot of life.
No doubt. More life. All right, so I have another one of those questions.
Go ahead.
Do you think God is interdimensional?
Man, that... Let me fist bump you. That's a great question. You have good questions today, man. I was even thinking along these lines when we were in Africa of like... Because Eric was talking about the asteroid.
Mm-hmm.
And I started talking about how I was like... Because he was saying like, oh yeah, it's going to hit. Like, that's how we're all going to die. And I'm like, I don't even know if this thing is real, first of all. I'm still on that tip of like, is this the Matrix? So hearing you say that is kind of what I was thinking with like, if this is actually what I'm able to see right now is the physical world and like it's destroyed by something outside of it, like a god, or if it's like an internal process through artificial intelligence, I think that yes, God is interdimensional. I think that it can go, like, because the concept goes to everything.
Yeah, because when people talk about like going to heaven and everything's okay, you know, it's like this everlasting place. Well, maybe heaven does exist. It's just interdimensional. But it's not what we think it is. It's more like our consciousness, like going back to this, you know, infinite spirit place in a different dimension where it's just like chilling there. And it's not like life. It's just like our consciousness is, I don't know. I have no idea what that is. Whatever it was before we were born is what that was. And now we just like popped into this and we'll pop back out. And we'll go into the other dimension. This is just our like Earth dimension body.
Dude, when you think about things like that, it makes you really want to take some major home run swings during this life, right? Because you're like, well, shit. You know, I was saying earlier, man, I got a little emotional watching Walter Mitty on the plane ride home.
Because
I was like, dude, this is basically my life. Like, this is the life that I've built over the past, like, 4 years. Just basically being able to fly around and, like, create content in random places all the time. And that just has me... When you know that life is... Could be this, you know, crazy, like, thing that's interdimensional. And that when you die, like, you go to this other place. Then, while you're here, you might as well make the most of it. Like, try to do some crazy stuff. Yeah.
Have the ultimate...
Yeah, you're not going to die. Experience. You don't die. If something happens. You go somewhere. Maybe you feel it. Maybe you don't.
Mm-hmm. And you probably couldn't even... In this life, we can't constantly appreciate or really know where you would go. Like, how to experience that. Because we just have 5 senses. Yeah. Like, we're probably not going to be able to see it, smell it, taste it, anything like that. We're going to have to... It's going to be a different type of experience
Hey, man. How many licks does it take to get to the center of the...
the universe?
Yeah.
A lot. A lot of licks.
A lot of licks.
A lot of licks. So, yeah, those are my main questions, man. These are questions that sometimes just pop in my head. These came up when I was in Africa.
Yeah.
And I think it's good just to air them out a little bit, you know?
Yeah. I'm going to come with a lot of stuff on next week's podcast because I'll have kind of downloaded all of it. I'm still sitting in like jet lag zone. I'm like falling asleep at 8 o'clock at night, mm-hmm. waking up at 3 a.m.
Have you been waking up at 3 a.m?
3 a.m.
Every morning?
Every morning.
Why 3 so early?
3 a.m, and then I go back to, and then like I'm up for a half hour. I go back to sleep till like 5, then I get up at 5.
Hmm. Yeah, I've been getting up at 5, and then today I woke up at 6. I really pushed that sleep last night.
Nice.
I think I might have been to bed at 9.
Ooh, nice. Well,
dude. So last night, you know, I had Game of Thrones on, trying to catch up, but I keep on falling asleep during the episodes.
Yeah.
And so it was like going, but I was like in a trance. I was like also sleeping, kind of with my eyes like half open.
Yeah.
And Sarah came in and she's like talking to me. And then I was just like, kind of like shook my eyes open. I was like, ugh! I just like yelled at her. I was like, what are you doing? Or something like that.
Nice.
And I was just like half asleep, just like a zombie. And she's like, whoa, she's like, you look like a zombie. And I was like, oh shit.
Was that a cool experience?
Like kind of sleeping. It was scary. Weird.
It was weird.
Yeah, I mean, I was a little bit scared when she came up on me. You know, I was frightened.
I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah, I made it out alive.
Yeah.
That's what's important.
I hear you, man.
What are we at the pod here? 31 minutes, 45 seconds.
Yeah.
Should we wrap it up?
Yeah, let's do it, bro.
All right, you guys. Thanks for listening. Also, please subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. Share it with a friend if you enjoyed this conversation. And
we'll see you on the next step, ladies and gentlemen.
Do the thing.